The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. Today's daf is being studied in honor of the wedding of Elisheva and Robert Kaduri Elias from Sydney, Australia, dedicated by our good friends David and Ilana Meyer. Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim. Amen. Daf Yud Tet. His daf is being studied. Le'el Nishmat Marat Zekenati Yafat Bat Sara Umur Zekeni Biv Ben Sara Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hasha Bat Rachel. Amen. We begin today's daf, starting the third perek of Masechet Sota on daf Yutet, starting from the new Mishnah. We continue the process of the Sota in the Beit HaMikdash. Haya notel et minhata, the husband, according to Rashi, the husband would take the mincha from his house. He's the one that's responsible for bringing the mincha of the Sota. We said the mincha of the Sota is a barley mincha, no oil, no levona. Right, brought to the Beit HaMikdash, it was brought in a basket made out of like reeds, palm from the palm tree. Vinotna letoch kli sharet, and the husband is able to put it in the kli sharet in order to sanctify it. Rashi points out that the mitzvah of the kihuna does not begin only from the kimitzah and onward. Actually, from bringing the mincha to the mizbeah. So therefore, there's no problem, according to Shitat Rashi, for a zar, a non-kohen, to actually put the mincha in a kli sharet. That's not considered one of the services that is needed by a kohen. Rashi speaks that out clearly. Okay? Actually, according to Rashi, not in this case, obviously, but a zar, a non-kohen, would even allow to put the oil in, and he would even have to mix it. Only Kohen starts when he takes the bowl and he walks it to the Mizbeah, like we said, and he puts it on the southwest corner and stuff like that, and do the Kemitzah. Continue. V'notna al yada. Okay, now the Kohen takes over, and the Kohen puts the Kli Sharet with the Mincha on her hands, in her hand, she's holding it now. V'Kohen maniach yado mitachteha u'minifa. He sticks his hand under hers, and he has to be minif, wave the mincha with her. Okay? Which means you need yad ba'alim and yad kohen. You need two hands over here, two sets of hands. Hers and the kohen's underneath. So that's all question. Ah, it's nigi'ah, you're touching your hands, things like that. So it could be they put a sudar. Could be they put like a cloth in between to separate so you don't have a problem. Some say maybe they put zikenim. Old Kohanim that don't have Yetzirah, some say they put the young ones, and we're not so worried about Yetzirah, such a small process like that. Okay, different ways to get around the Negi'ah issue. In any event, after they finish waving the Mincha, Vehigish, Higish means they bring it towards the Mizbeah. As we said, they put the bowl on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeah. If you remember, we learned the reason why they did southwest, because you have to satisfy and so you got to get that corner which satisfies both. Kamatz, Kohen then makes the kemitzah. Viktir, right? And he puts the leftovers on the mizbeach. Actually, not the leftovers. He puts the kemitzah on the mizbeach. Vashear, that's the leftovers. Ne'echal, the kohanim can be eaten by the kohanim, like the regular law. And anything that is nikmetzet, Shirea, its leftovers are eaten by the Kohanim. Hayam Mashkeh, now we go to a very basic machloket over here between Tanakhama and Bishmon, which is really the subject of today's daf. at what point of the process does she drink? So according to Tanakama, Ayam Mashke Vaharkach Makrivit Minhata. She would actually drink first, and then the Mincha was brought. Okay? Now, obviously, at this point over here already, continue. The Bishim Onomer Makrivit Minhata. He says, no, you first you bring the Mincha, Vaharkach Ayam Mashke. Then she drinks. Shneimar ve'achar yeshke itaisha itamayim. Because the pasuk clearly says after the mincha, then she drinks. Now imishka ve'harkach ikri. But if she drank, let's say, before the korban mincha was brought, it minchata kishira. It is indeed okay. Now Rashi right away points out over here ve'harkach makriv be'gemara parich haytana leviktir, which means you just told me already in the mishnah you brought it. Didn't it say? We're up to the stage ready, you brought them in Hanum as Bayah. So it says, and then she drinks, and then she brings, then you bring it. What do you mean, you brought it already? Already, oh, if we're going in order in the process, already we're holding in the Mishnah already, the Minha was brought. So how could the Mishnah come along and says, and then she drinks before the Makrib? We were Makrib already. If you're following the procedure in order. The Gemara is going to ask that question right away. Comes the Gemara. Amar le Rabbi El Azar Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yoshia of his generation. There were Rabbi Yoshias. There was Rabbi Yoshia the Tana, and there was Rabbi Yoshia the Amora. So the Gemara is telling us that this is Rabbi Yoshia that lived in the generation of Rabbi Elazar that was the Amora. The reason why this cannot be the Tana is because the way he's going to talk to him is not going to be in a respectful way that an Amora would talk to a Tana. What is he going to tell him? He tells him like this. Lo titif akarech. Don't sit down. Ad de mefarashet le la lehamilta. Don't sit down to explain to me this concept. Now you're not going to talk to a Tana like that. Don't sit down to explain to me this. And that must be Rabbi Yoshia de Dare, Rabbi Yoshia of his generation, which means he was the Amora. In any event, what did he ask him? Minayin le minhat sota sheteunat tenufa. How do you know that the mincha v'sota needs to be waved? Right, didn't the Mishnah say she has to wave it? How do you know it has to be done? So Gemara says, Minala? What kind of question is that? Vehenif ketiv. Kedivba. Which means, it's a befirush pasuk. Vehenif. What kind of question is that? He says, no. Bebealim minalan. Now, my question is, how do you know that it's got to be done with the owner and the Kohanim? How do you know you need the... You know, the dual action of the Kohanim with his hands underneath the owner. Atya yad yad mishelamim. Oh, we have a gezerah shava yad yad from korban shelamim. Now we know about korban shelamim is also waving. Gemara says ketiv ha'acha. It says by sota v'lakach ha'kohen miyad ha'isha. Right, the kohen will take it from the hands of the lady and he will make tenufa. And we know by Shilamim, Yadav Tevi'enna. Now Yadav Tevi'enna that's written by Shilamim is talking about Ba'alim. That the Ba'alim make the Terufa. Ma kan Kohen. Now, we make a double Gezerah Shavah here. Just like we know by Sota, it says the Kohen does it. Af Lehalan Kohen. So that's how we know by Shilamim, the Kohen also has to make Terufa. But just like by Shilamim, the owners are involved. Afkan Ba'alim. So to by Sota Ba'alim. Haketzad, how do you do both? Maniyah yado ta'at yedeh Ba'alim u'menif. He puts his hand under the hands of the Ba'alim and beneath. So it's against the Gezerah going two directions. Which means, how do I know Kohen does it by Shilamim? Because by Sota, I know Kohen does it. Because that's what Pasuk says. So just like by Sota the Kohen does it, by Shilamim the Kohen does it. And just by Shilamim the Ba'alim does it, so by Sota the Ba'alim does it. So you need both. How do you have two people making Terufa? The Ba'alim hold it, the Kohen sticks their hands underneath it, and they wave it together. That's a deep ben b'Shilamim, ben b'Sota, that you need Yedeh Kohen, and you need Yedeh Ba'alim. Comes the Gemara and says, Henif, they made the Terufa. Ve'gish. Kohen brings it to the Mizbeah. Kamatz, the Kamisa, the Gomer, which is Vektir. And he actually put the Haktarah, brought the Minha. Then what does it say? Haya mashkir v'hakach machrim b'dinhata. Then he would give her to drink, and then they would bring the mincha. So the Gemara is asking this question. Ha akleba. What do you mean? According to our Mishnah, the mincha already was brought. Hachi kamar. This is what it means to say. Seder minachot ketzat. Hinif vegish kamat vektir v'she'ar ne'echad lekoanim. The Mishnah is saying like this. Forget about when the Hashka'ah comes in. Let's discuss that procedure of the mincha. Then we'll plug in where the Hashka'ah comes in. But we don't want to interrupt the seder of the mincha. The procedure is, he brings it to the Mizbaya. And then he makes the kemitza. Then if he makes the kemitza, he brings the mincha on the Mizbaya. Now that's procedure for mincha. Now, regarding Hashka'ah, when does she drink? Then we have a Machlok Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. And now we'll plug that in. How? When it continues. That she'an nechal kwanim, and then leftovers kwanim meat, ubhashka'a gufa. And on the drinking, pedigi Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan sabi mashkeh v'harkach makrivet minhata. Which is the hashka'a comes before even the beginning of the process of the minharol. V'Rabbi Shimon savar makrivet minhata v'harkach mashkeh shene emar v'har yashkeh. Good. So that's already a machlok, fantastic machlok tin Tanakama and the Bishamon, when exactly the drinking takes place. Whereas according to Tanakama, it takes place before the entire Minha. Okay? Look at Rashi, Haki Kamar, last Rashi on the Amut. Ha de Tana Resha. That's what it said in the beginning of the Mishnah. Hinif, Vigish, Kamat, Vektir. Lavdavka, Kodem Hashka Anakat. Which is Lavdavka. Belo Aidi Bashka Akla, we're not discussing Hashka at all at that point. Ela Aidi Besed Rakrabat Minhat Sota. We're giving you the procedure of the Minhashekenu Tenufa, Hagasha, Kemitza, Haktara. Laki Kamar. Kishebala Kriva, Hayam Notla, Mitoki, Fifa, Mitzarit, etc. The Hadar Aidi, Mikodem. Then we discuss what comes first. O Hashka Akodem Kol Ele. That Tanakama, the Hashka'ah comes before the whole procedure of the mincha. Or im kol ele kodimim the Hashka'ah, or do these items precede the Hashka'ah? Upligi by the Bishimon v'Rabbanan. Now, even according to the Bishimon, he was modeh that if you gave her to drink before, it's okay. That's what the Gemara speaks out. Now, the Gemara says, v'im mishka'ah v'al kach ikriv et minhata kishera. Good. Now, to appreciate the next sugya, basically, you have to be well-versed with three pisukim that are written in the parasha. So for that, let's open up, let's see the pisukim ourselves and our own eyes, and then already it'll go much smoother. Obviously, it's in parashat Naso. It's in Perek, eh? Okay, we're going to start reading pisukim over here. Perek, here it is. But, look at pasuk chav gimal. Vechatav etaalot ha'el lehakohen. Right, the Kohen writes all these curses, Basefer. Machat me'amarim. He erases it into the water. Vehishka etaisha. Okay, we're going to call this pasuk number one. Vehishka etaisha. Now, from this pasuk, it's Masha. When does he give her to drink? Right after he erases it, he gives her to drink. We didn't even discuss yet the minha. Continue. Now, then he takes the mincha v'nif and all that business over there. Next pasuk v'kamas, he makes the kamisa v'ktir v'achar yeshke itaisha itamayim. Now that cannot be clearer. That second pasuk that talks about drinking is clearly mashma that it's after the mincha. Indeed, this is the Bishimon's source that the drinking takes place after the mincha. Third pasuk, v'hishka etamayim, and she drinks the water. So therefore you have a v'hishka, v'achar yashke, and a v'hishka. That's what you have to remember. And keep in mind that the first v'hishka is before the mincha, and the second two are after the mincha. So again, in your brains, v'hishka, before the mincha, v'achar yashke, after the mincha, v'hishka, after the mincha. 1, 2, 3. Once you have that set up, you'll get all the shittot now in the Gemara. The Gemara begins with the braita. a shita that we didn't see yet. It's going to be shita to be Akiva. So far now, Mishnah, we saw just Tanakaman, we saw the Bishimon. Now we're going to see in the Blaita, Shitat, the Biakiva, Tanu Rabbanan, Vihishka. What Vihishka is it? That could be number one, or it could be number three. Okay, so we will go with the Rashi that tells us this Vihishka over here is actually number one. Okay? Vihishka Matalmud Lomar. What is it coming to teach us? It already tells me later on, vishka, which means that the drinking is done after the mincha. Number three. So how could you tell me the first vishka, which is masra, she drinks before the mincha? That's the question of the Rabbi Akiva. You know what the answer is? He says, she'im nim'eka megillah. If let's say the megillah was erased before the time it was supposed to be erased, which means, let's speak out, when would be the logical time then to erase the Megillah into the waters? Right, just before she drinks, which means after the whole mincha, then erase. There's no purpose to erase it early, because we always wanted to admit it, and why do you want to erase Hashem's name in vain? So you're always going to wait to the latest time being, after the mincha is brought, the kemitzah, and all that business, and now erase. The first pasuk comes and tells me, "She'im nimcheka megillah," before the mincha, they pre-erased it. They erased it prior to the time. Ve'omeret eni shota, and she comes along and says, "I'm not drinking." Me'ar'irin ota u'mashkin ota ba'al korcha, the Rebbe Akiva. You force her to drink, which is, even though you might argue, "Hey, listen, you erased it before the time." I'm sorry, you know, no. Once already the waters are erased, she can't say, "I'm not drinking anymore." She has two options at that point. Either you drink or you admit that you did it. But we're not giving her a way out. Hiddush is over here. So, no question. Certainly, if they erase at the right time, once the erasing takes place, she can't say, "I'm not drinking." Okay? Now, before that time, before they erase, she could say, "I'm not drinking." Okay, not drinking, then get a divorce and goodbye. And then before that time, she can always say, "I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to drink. Good. You don't drink. We don't have an answer to your question. You got to get divorced." Once already they erase the water, she can't say, or they erase the name in the water. She can't say, "Okay, I'm not doing anything." No. Now your options are either you drink or you admit that you committed the avon. Good. So the hadush of the Rabbi Akiva is the first pasuk that says they erased the water even before the mincha is actually talking about where they made a mistake. In the event that they erased it before the mincha was brought, then what's the din going to be? She's got a drink. That's shitat the bi'akiva. Good. Now, let's read the top, the first rashi, just to see now this clarity, because it will help us for the rest of the sugya. Actually, let's start in the fourth line of rashi. Upirush sedra mikraot kachu. Bechatav umaha vehishka. Okay, that's the first one, Vishka. Venifa mincha, then he'll bring the mincha, v'kriv, da'inu agasha, v'kamatz, v'ktir, v'achar yeshke, that's number two. Eta isha tamay, v'hadar, tukdim, then they have number three, hishka shilishit. Right? Now, v'hishka tamay, v'ayta imit me'ah. Now, v'kamar v'akiva, v'hishka eta isha d'ktiv, kodem akterat ha-mincha, the one that's written before the mincha is brought. Matamud lomar, v'alo kvar ne'emar achar akterat ha-mincha v'hishka tamayim. We know number three that's written, v'hishka, is talking about after the mincha. That's what she drinks. V'ayi dafka. That has to be dafka. You know why? V'en arishon dafka. The medikata v'achar yashke ta'isha. See, number two is so telling, because when number two says v'achar, only then does she drink. Only after the mincha is brought, then it says ve'achar yeshke. So two and three are like the davka ones. So therefore, shma mina hashka'a achar aktarai umat tamud omar v'shkata isha achar amikika. What do you do with number one? That's much as she drinks after the erasing, which is before the mincha. Lelamedcha she'im nimcheka megila ve'amra eni shota ve'lotit lomar temeani. She doesn't want to admit. You force our mouth opened. Shelo beto bata, against our will. Veshovchim et habayim letoch gerona. Pour down her throat. Vafilu nimchikam megila kodem aktara. Even though they erased it before they brought the mincha. Veshelo kedin asu akodem. He did it wrong. Why? Since she doesn't drink really after the Akhtara, lo ayalim limhok. The whole mash yish shaut leacher et mehika meacharim. Of course, the more you can delay the mehika, we'd rather delay it. Shema toda. Shema admit. Afilu hachis still. Who is the mehika? Afilu shelo kedin. En shum'im la lomar eni shota. We know this stuff. Once it's erased, even if it was erased prematurely, ela. O teshte, o toda. Drink or admit. Now, now that she does point out, but don't think she's going to drink immediately. She's only going to drink after the mincha is brought. Right? Which is, we still follow procedure. Just at that point, she's already stuck. She's locked in. But she's not going to drink it until after the mincha. That's shitat Rabbi Akiva. It just freezes her at that point, even though they erased it prematurely. Good? Nice. Comes again, Moran says, next sheet of the Braita. Go back to the Braita now, fourth line. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon comes along and says like this. Ve'achar yeshke. He starts on Pasuk number 2. Ve'achar yeshke teaches me what? Then she drinks, which is Masha. When does she drink? After the Minha. Matamu domar. What do I need that Pasuk for? Ve'halo kevan ne'emar ve'eshka. Already have Pasuk number 3. Which means, Pasuk number 3 also says, she drinks after the Minha. What do I need two Pasukim to tell me? Ve'ahad yashke ve'eshka.
Ela le'achar kol ma'asim kulam ha'amurim le'ma'ala.
So he learns from ve'ahad yashke, not only that she drinks the waters after the whole Minha, but she could only drink after all these processes before it took place. And what are they?
Magid gimel devarim me'akevim ba.
And what are the three items that are me'akev the waters?
Ad shelo karev ha-komets.
She got to wait until the komets was brought.
Ve'ad shelo nimhaikam megirah.
She can't drink until the megirah was erased. That's what Gemara's going to explain. Is that obvious? She can't drink until the megirah is erased. We'll see what that is.
Ve'ad shelo tekaber aleha shivu'ah.
Oh, and she's got to accept upon herself the shivu'ah. I mean, she has to say, amen ve'amen. Gemara analyzes.
Atchilo kareva komets.
Until the komets is brought, Rabbi Shimon the Tamed Damar
makrivet minhata varkach mashke.
Good, we understand that. Because Rabbi Shimon, like we learned in our Mishnah, you can only drink until after the hakraba. That means the komets was already brought. That does not pose a problem to us.
Atchilo nimhaika megila.
But you're telling me, Rabbi Shimon, another item. She can't drink till the megila is erased.
Ela mai mashkela.
Of course. What is she going to drink? Of course she can't drink till it's erased.
Amar of Asher lo nitzrecha l'shereshumo nikar.
They erased it, but there's still a little ink left on the parchment. They didn't erase it in totality. The rishum is still nikar, right? The trace of it you still see on the parchment. No good.
It's not fully.
It's not fully erased. You got to erase it where when you look at the cloth, it's clear. So long as the shumonika, because I question, what is she going to drink? Well, there's something in the water. There is ink in the water now. It's just that the parchment has still the rishum on it. Kamash malat, she doesn't drink until after all this business, until it's erased in the water. No rishum. Third thing,
until it kibbeh aleha shivua.
That's right, and she has to accept upon herself the shivua.
So the Gemara says, Ad shelo tekabel aleha shivua.
Until she accepts upon herself the shivua,
mishtahu delo shatias. Mashma kote mishwan,
she won't drink.
Ha mikhtav ketivana.
But it sounds like kote, you'll write it, but you just won't drink. That's not so.
Veha amar ava migilat sotas shekadva konim shetekabel aleha shivua,
lo asa velo kenum. Not only can't she drink until she says the shivua, they don't even write it. Until she accepts the Shiva. So the Mishnah's language is a little lavdafka over here. Because he said, and she can't drink until she makes the Shiva. It's really more than that. They don't even write it until she.
Right.
That's what Gemara says. Keden nasba. Yeah, it's lavdafka. Which means when he said she doesn't drink, it means not only she doesn't drink until she accepts the Shiva, they don't even write it.
I have to teach you that.
Right. They don't even write it. He didn't go all the way, but he should have said it. Lavdafka. Okay, good. So therefore, let's get the Mishnah clear, by the way. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva are really agreeing in principle. What principle is that? That the drinking does not take place till after the Minha. Yeah. That they agree on. And they're learning it from the obviously the last two pesukim. Okay, those are the two last pesukim. Happens to be Rabbi Akiva learned the big chiddush from pasuk number one, Vishka, that if they erased it out of order, she's locked in, even though they erased it before. Happens to be that Rabbi Shimon also learns interesting items from the second, Vahar Yeshke. He learns that it's got to be Ahar Kola Ma'asima Elu. Number one, after the Kemitza, after she accepts upon herself the Shivua, and not only that, but after they erase it in totality. Okay, that's Shitat. So basically, the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbi Shimon are agreeing. If you look at the Rashi, to answer that question, the Rabbi Shimon Omer, second Rashi there. ואחד ישקה מתמוד, אמר ולא כמעט אמר וישקה, לא פליג עד רבי עקיבא, אלא מור דריש הייקרא, מור דריש הייקרא. ואחי אמר לכמן בשמתי, דתרווי וספילה מקריב מן עתה ואחר משקה. They're only arguing in which pasuk you're being דורש, which means, where is רבי עקיבא, his primary, this we'll call it like this, his primary pasuk was number three, וישקה. Whereas Rabbi Shimon's primary was number two, Ve'achar Yeshke. So it's semantics, which pasuk are you going to be primary? Three or two? But basically they're coming out the same thing, that she doesn't drink until after the Menha. We continue now. Now that you have the introduction, the Gemara now flows. What is the root of the Mahloket? What is the root of the Mahloket? Now, Rashi comes along and explains what the B'maika Mepalgeh means. Not Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. We have to keep in mind, there's another Shita out there called Tanakama. Tanakama of the Mishnah. Tanakama of the Mishnah, if you remember, said she drinks before everything. Drinks before the Mincha. Now, without even looking, we're going to say that Tanakama must hold that Pasuk number one is primary.
Yeah.
Because that Pasuk says Vehishka before even the Mincha. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. Which pasuk is primary? So the Tanakh Kama is going to have to say Vishka number one is the primary pasuk. Good. And there's a logic to say that. Because according to the way, I'll just speak it out so you have a clarity in the Gemara, according to the Rabbi Akiva, what did he do with pasuk number one? He learned in a case, if they erased it before the time, now Tanakh Kama is going to say, it's not mashma, the first pasuk, you're already in the Bidi'avad. The first pasuk that Torah introduces drinking is if they erased it at the wrong time. Now, usually the first time that Torah is going to tell you something is telling you the law. Yeah. That's why Tanakh Kama will tell you Vishka number one is primary din. Let's read that inside. B'mai kamepalge tlata kira'e ketive. There's three pesukim that are written here. Vishka kama ve'achar yashke vishka batra. Right? Hishka, v'al yashke, v'hishka. The banan savre, the rabbis of Mishnah hold. V'hishka kama ligufo. Primary. Number one is primary. That what? Shemashke, v'al kak, makrib et minhata. Now, for that matter, we speak out so you have clarity. Pasuk number two and three that says v'achar yashke and v'hishka, Tanakama is going to learn v'achar yashke doesn't mean after the minha. It means v'har yashke after you erase. Now, even though the pasuk talks about you bring the minhala, when it says v'har yashke, it's going back to the way you learned it in the first pasuk. V'har yashke, you will drink it after it is erased, and that's how he learns pasuk number three, v'hishka, in the time that I told you already. Now it's a squeeze a little in the pasuk, but that's the way they have to learn. Number one is primary, and two and three fall into The only question then is it's redundant. What do I need three pesukim to tell me? The same item that she drinks before the minhah. So that's open for the rashot. Now I can now have things to the rashot. The Gemara will say that. V'achar yeshke mev'ele l'shir shumon nikar. Good. V'achar yeshke will teach me that she only drinks after he erased. Completely erased with no rishum, no trace. Right? V'shka batra. And what's the third vishka coming? Because it's also extra. She'im nim'eka megila. If they erased it, ve'omeret eni shota, and she says, I'm not interested, I'm not drinking, me'ar'erin ota, u'mashke ota, ba'al korcha. Right? They force her to drink it, even against her will. Okay. Now, look at Rashi. No, actually, we're good. V'Rabbi Shimon, continue the Gemara. Savar ve'achar yeshkir ligufo. Rabbi Shimon holds pasuk number two is primary. Ve'achar yeshkir. Shemakriv et minhata ve'achar kach mashkir. Oh, so according to him, you have two other pesukim that are extra. You have one and three. So v'ishka kama is going to teach me what? She'im ishka ve'achar kach ekriv et minhata kishira. Okay, so tell me the b'di'avad. That if she drank first, before they brought the mincha b'di'avad, it's okay. Because the pasuk says v'ishka before mincha. I thought you said you have to drink till after. No, the first pasuk is coming to tell me b'di'avad. If she drank out of order, she drank and then they brought the mincha, it's okay. V'ishka batra teaches me what? Shim nimcheka megila. That if the megila was erased, v'amra any shotan, she says, I am not drinking. Me'ar'ilin ota u'mashkin ota. Baal Korha, that you force her to drink against her will. So to be Shimon, like we learned above, just clarifying it a little better, if you ask us, primary pasuk for the be Shimon, pasuk number two. Ve'ahad yashke. Pasuk number one teaches me, if let's say she drank early, and which means she drank before the melacha, then already the din is what? It's okay, b'diavad, it's okay. Like the pasuk says, ve'ishka. Which pasuk number three come and tell me? Vishka. Once you erase it, already she is locked in now that she has to. Now, there is a nafkamina that she points out, which is a very important point, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. Where is Rabbi Akiva held that even if the erasing was done before the mincha, she's locked in.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon doesn't go that far. No. Rabbi Shimon holds only if the erasing was done in the right time, she's locked in. Which that's the Hiddush itself. Once you erase, you're locked in. Rabbi Shimon only went as far as to say, when you erased it, when you were supposed to erase it. Hiddush to tell me what? That's it, you're locked in. No. You got to drink now. We're going to force it down her throat. Whereas Rabbi Akiva learned from the first pasuk. Let me give clarity. Because Rabbi Akiva learned from the first pasuk, Vehishka. Mm-hmm. When was that erasing? Before the mincha.
Right.
That pasuk of Vishka is before the mincha. And he said, if you erase before the mincha, she's stuck, she's got a drink. Mm-hmm. Bishmon didn't learn from that pasuk that. The Bishmon learned from that Vishka that if she drank before the mincha, but the Abad, it's okay. But if they erased before the mincha, she's not locked in. He only learned erasing, meaning after the mincha was brought. They erased from Vishka number three, to tell me what, from that point on, she's stuck. So there is a nafkamina between the Bi Akiva and the Bi Shimon if they erased it early. Whereas the Bi Shimon says she still can say she's not drinking, and the Bi Akiva says, no, that is a very important nafkamina between the two shitot. Look at the Gemara a little further, then we'll read the Rashis. V'rabbanan. Oh, and what do the rabbis do? B'di'avad lo patach kra. Period. The rabbis are going to hold, you don't start off the pesukim with a b'di'avad.
Yeah.
What's the first pasuk? Vishka. What does the Bishamon learn? Vishka means, if she drank before the mincha, she's okay. That's going to be the first pasuk of the Torah. We don't even know the law of drinking yet. So you're going to start off, if the mistake was made. The Torah's got to write first the law, drink. So Rabbanan learned the first Vishka, Davka. Look at now, Rashi. Let's read one Rashi here together. Vishka Batra. She'im nimheka megila. So let's go outside first. Rabbi Shimon, what is his primary? Number two. Ve'ahad yeshke, that's primary. What did Pasuk number one teach me? B'di'avad, if she drank before the whole process, it counts. What did Pasuk number three teach me? Bishka, that if once they erase, she's locked in, she has to drink. Good? That's she now. V'davka, aharaktara. That which they erased, it's only time where they erased it in the right time, according to the Bishimon. After the mincha was brought. D'bidin imhik. When it was erased, according to the law, mashkino tabal korha. V'hainu. Deika ben Rabbi Akiva ben Rabbi Shimon. That's the nafkamina between the two opinions.
Rabbi Akiva, let le imishkav al kechikriv minhata keshera.
He doesn't know like that, Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't know that if he drinks out of water, it's keshera, because he didn't learn that from the first vishka. Keep in mind, Rabbi Akiva did not learn from the first vishka that if she drank out of order, it's okay. Either Rabbi Akiva says she has to drink only after the mincha. So he argues on the Bishamon on that point as well. So since he argues on that point, and what did he do with the Vishka? If you erased out of order prematurely, she's locked in. Whereas the Bishamon says, no. I learned from that Vishka, if she actually drank it, it's okay with the Avad. Also, what does the third one teach me? Third one teaches me Stamadi. After the Mincha is brought and they erase it, you're stuck. Rabbi Akiva on the other end says, no. I hold, even if it was erased earlier, it'll be, she's locked in. So let's just review. Basically, you have over here three shitot. You have Tana Kama and Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah, and then you have Rabbi Akiva of the Braita. Okay? Basically, according to Rabbanan, the rabbis, primary pasuk number one. Okay? That would be Vishka. The second pasuk, the Ahar Yeshke. Right? What's that going to teach me? That's going to teach me for the Rishum.
According to the
rabbis. Yeah. Rishum on Ikar. Right? You have to erase it totally. That there's nothing left over. And then what's the third Vishka coming to teach me?
Fourth.
That's right. Now, once already erased, he's got to drink. Rabbi Shimon, primary Pasuk number two, after the Mincha. And Rabbi Akiva, primary Pasuk number three. Mm-hmm. Okay? After the Mincha. And then you got the nafka minot between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. Baruch Adonai Olam.